uninsured? Need prescription drugs? Are you a pet owner in need of prescription drugs? Do you want to reduce your healthcare costs? WBAI is proud to offer you a free national drug card that will save you 10 to 85% on FDA-approved drugs in virtually all New York metropolitan pharmacies. Are you a senior citizen on fixed income and Medicare? In college? Self-employed and pay medical costs? Recently unemployed or have no insurance? Then the NDC is right for you. No deductibles or fees, no forms to complete, and everyone qualifies. WBAI receives $1.75 for each prescription or benefit you choose to use. You can even get the WBAI Group RX app on your phone. For more information, visit WBAI.org. Don't waste another minute and get your free drug card today.
For those who need to know. Coming in September exclusively over the transmission platform that is WBAI Pacifica Radio 99.5 FM, New York. A No Mo Radio production in conjunction with the Artsy Fartsy Collective at the Brooklyn Common. Something you've never experienced before. Prepare yourself.
Oh no, it's my sweetie's birthday tomorrow and I forgot to buy a present. It's 3 in the morning. Nothing's open. What am I gonna do?
I have an idea.
Tickets. I'll buy tickets to a fantastic event. I can do it anytime, even now, 3 in the morning, by going to the WBAI donation website, give to WBAI.org. There's a great selection of plays, events, discussions, concerts, movies. I'll definitely find something. All I have to do is click on the header that says tickets. I'm saved! Happy birthday, sweetie! That's give to, the numeral 2, WBAI.org, and click on the header that says tickets.
Hi, this is Alec Baldwin, and you're tuned to WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio in New York.
Anything can happen.
Support WBAI, Peace and Justice Radio in New York.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Take Charge of Your Health with Corinne Fennari, clinical nutritionist and physician assistant. Every week I present new and creative ways to help make sense of health information and bring it home to you and your family. With years of clinical experience and research into traditional and cutting-edge technologies, I give practical information to help you take charge of your health. Welcome back. Here we are again, here to support WBAI and our favorite program, or one of our favorite programs, Take Charge of Your Health. And I'm Corinne Fennari with my co-host,
Carol Peterson, pharmacist.
And here we are with an amazing program to share with you. This is an interview with a doctor that we've been trying for over a year to get on our show. Every time we call him and we have a space, he doesn't. He's lecturing in Europe. He's lecturing in the States. He's giving seminars to doctors. As a matter of fact, that's where we pinned him down. He was giving a 2-day seminar on iodine all to doctors. And I said to myself, this is just a single nutrient. How can we take 2 days to talk about iodine?
Did.
We sure did, didn't we? Dr. David Brownstein is with us today. It's a pre-recorded interview that Carol and I did. And his book is Iodine, Why You Need It and why you can't live without it. And as a matter of fact, Dr. Brownstein, his work is the reason why you really know about iodine. He was the first person to really compile this information and direct it to both the lay public and the medical establishment. His research was based on the work of another doctor, Guy Abraham.
Which Guy Abraham has a huge body of work. But one of the things that was a difficulty, Guy Abraham was a wonderful researcher, but if it wasn't for David Brownstein, his message and his research would have languished. Dr. Guy Abraham recently died, and at least all of the information he compiled is not dying with him. Dr. Brownstein's carrying this on. He's written his book in a manner that anybody can understand it. It's clear. It's sensible. He has a very important message about why we all need iodine. He's going to be sharing some of the story with us today. It's so important. We have a venue here at WBAI to bring this to a lot of people by word of mouth, which is powerful. And Dr. Brownstein, too, has been carrying his message not only with his book, with his lectures all over the country, even overseas, as Corinne has mentioned. He's become the authority on iodine.
It is acknowledged by World Health that one-third of the population is iodine deficient. That's a danger to our health. It's a danger to our brain. It's a danger to our hearts. Iodine is essential for endocrine tissue. That is our thyroid, our adrenals, our pancreas.
Sex organs,
our ovaries, our breasts, our prostate. It's essential for balance and health of our endocrine glands. But it's also essential for balance and health of all our body, but specifically our endocrine glands. And that's what we will be hearing today. Why we need iodine, how we get iodine, what is the amount that's appropriate for us to take in wellness, in illness, how to direct the correct intake of iodine, and what iodine will do to protect us. It's an exciting interview today. So we have two premiums. I've put together one, and Dr. Brownstein donated one. The first premium is iodine, why you need it, and why you can't live without it, Dr. David Brownstein. And we have another premium that I've put together, and this is something very special. It's called Ocean Nutrients, and it's seaweed from the pristine waters of northern Canada. So very cold, very clear waters, very pure seaweed, which is very hard to come by right now. A large portion of the seaweeds that we have in this country are from Japan, Korea, and China. Those were our main suppliers, all in that Asian area. And those waters are not clear now. So this is a very special, and we will explain to you in detail why these nutrients are so special and so good for you. We're going to go right to the interview.
Oh, wait a minute, Corinne.
Oh, yes.
So what donation should somebody call in to get these two wonderful premiums that we're offering today?
I wasn't even going to start with that because I figured once they hear it, they're going to really want to call. But the book is $80, Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It by David Brownstein. And the supplement is $60, and that's Ocean Nutrients from Northern Canada. And guess what? This is a WBAI exclusive. There is no other place. You can't go on Amazon and get these nutrients. There's no other place you can get them but right here and in my office. But my preference is right here. So we're going to go to the lecture. The number to call, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Hold on to your hats, pull out your pencils, you'll want to take notes.
Yes, definitely, good notes.
And enjoy. Here we have another day and another wonderful show. I feel privileged. We have a very special speaker. Our speaker is Dr. David Brownstein. He is the author of multiple books, but the one we're going to focus on today is a book on a very misunderstood nutrient, why we need it. And the book is called Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It. It focuses on autoimmune disease, on cancer, on detoxification, fatigue, thyroid disease, and much more. So Dr. Brownstein is a good friend of Carol Peterson. Carol, could you introduce Dr. Brownstein for us, please?
I would be honored and delighted. I've known Dr. Brownstein for some years, particularly since he wrote his first book about natural hormones or bioidentical hormones. In this area of iodine, I really want to get this message out that Dr. Brownstein has preserved for us the research done by Guy Abraham. He spent a lot of time and effort not only in learning this and understanding it, but presenting it to us in a way we can all understand. It's really a great gift to everybody who hears him and reads his book. He's been in practice in West Bloomfield, Michigan for 23 years. He's written numerous books. He has a blog. He's got Facebook. And he writes a newsletter. So he's a very, very prolific person. I also will have to mention that he's been politically active. He puts his energy to try to preserve the idea that people will have access to the healthcare information and services that they need. So welcome, David.
Well, thank you, ladies, for having me.
Let's start out with my first question would be, how did you get so interested in iodine?
Well, Carol, I was interested in natural therapies since I came out of my residence, realized there was a better mousetrap out there to treat patients. The first thing that I became involved in, as you mentioned, was bioidentical natural hormones. I started treating patients with bioidentical hormones and seeing very good results. Quickly became knowledgeable about thyroid problems because I started seeing so many patients with thyroid problems. In the first 10 years of my practice, I was diagnosing and treating a lot of patients with thyroid diagnoses and thyroid hormone, and they were getting better, but it was bothering me that I was having to use so much thyroid hormone on people. I kept thinking to myself, there's no reason that we were designed by our maker to have to take thyroid hormone to feel good. Too many of my patients were having to take thyroid hormone to feel good. So I would research the thyroid gland and what makes it tick and what nutrients make it go. And I would try various combinations of nutrients to try and get them off thyroid hormone. Nothing really worked as well as putting somebody on thyroid hormone. Things were going okay in my practice, but it was still bothering me that I was felt like I was using too much thyroid hormone. I invariably came to look at iodine over those 10 years. I would study iodine for a while. I would try and use it in my patients. And iodine was an interesting substance to study because where I live in the Great Lakes, it's known as the goiter belt. The soil is very deficient in iodine. In fact, our soil is one of the most iodine deficient areas of the world. I would have assumed that most of my patients were iodine deficient since they were taking iodine and we lived in the Great Lakes. At that time, there weren't a lot of tests done to check for iodine levels. I would try iodine. It wouldn't work so well, or I didn't have any negative effects with it, but people weren't getting better. And I would get frustrated with it and leave it alone and come back to it and so on and so forth over about 10 years. And then there was a letter in one of my journals that I get from a physician who developed an iodine test. And I read that with interest, and I called him, and it was Dr. Guy Abraham, the researcher that you mentioned. I talked to him about my practice and where I was, and he became interested in me because of my location in the middle of the goiter belt. We developed a collaborative friendship after that phone call, and I started sending him samples for my patients, and we started testing people. And then eventually I started going out to his lab in California. We developed a very close friendship and relationship over the years. He taught me about iodine. He taught me what I was using, why what I was using was not working, and you know, how to use it appropriately and how to test people appropriately. And once I gathered the basic facts about iodine and started testing people, I found that after testing thousands of patients, that over 96% were deficient in iodine, most markedly deficient in iodine. And once I started using the right form of iodine, I found that I could get 3/4 of my patients who needed thyroid hormone off their thyroid hormone. They were improving their health, and really things moved forward from there. So that's the short version of my how I became involved in iodine.
Well, I grew up in the goiter belt too, and we used to get goiter tablets in school. Then salt started to have iodine in it. Is that not enough?
Well, the iodine story in the U.S. starts in the early 20th century when there was a huge goiter epidemic afflicting most of the country, but particularly the Great Lakes area, which would include Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois, and Wisconsin. Over 50% of the population was suffering from goiter at that time, and women were having more problems with goiter than men. So the government realized that there was a problem with goiter, which is goiter is simply a swollen thyroid. But the government became interested in the problem only when it began to affect the animals. The animals that were supposed to feed the population were developing goiter at a huge rate. And there were other problems with these animals. They weren't procreating correctly, and they weren't growing to the correct size. So there was a worry at that time that as the population of the U.S. increased, that the human population would outstrip the food population, the animal population that was available to feed them. This went to the highest levels of the government. A study was done in Cleveland, Ohio in the early 1920s. And the reason it was picked from Cleveland, Ohio was it was in the middle of the goiter belt. There was a doctor in Cleveland who became interested in iodine. He wrote a paper in iodine medical school. And the paper must have caught someone's attention, and they asked him to do the studies. And what he did was he studied farm animals. He put different amounts of iodine in their animal feed to see what was the smallest amount that would stop the goiter rate in the animals and help them procreate correctly and grow to the normal size. What he found was, he reported his study in he published it and reported his study, and they asked him to do a human study on iodine and goiter. So from those numbers on animals, he estimated how much the humans would need, the minimal amount humans would need. He did a study in Akron, Ohio, where he treated thousands of people, and he put them into two groups, a control group and a treatment group. And the treatment group was given iodine, and these were young girls, and the control group was not given iodine. And what he found was that after a short period of giving the treatment group iodine, their goiter rate went down. He reported those numbers. From that moment on, the United States quickly added iodine to salt for the rest of the country. Goiter epidemic declined from that point on. It was hailed as the first public health miracle, which it was. And really, we've had iodine and salt since that time. There is some other problems which we'll bring up with iodine and salt, but it was really the first public health miracle, and it really did solve a problem that was affecting a lot of people out there.
Now, you speak about a 95% deficiency rate in iodine that you're finding in your practice. Now, is that unique to where you are, right in the goiter belt, or is that more national?
Well, let's not count it too low there, Carol. 95. It was actually 96.3%, and we've tested over 6,000 patients between me and my partners. So And I can tell you that most of these patients weren't just low in iodine. They were severely low in iodine. Now, I do live in the Goiter Belt, although we see a fair number of patients from out of our state, out of our general area. But I have lectured across the country. I've lectured across Canada on this problem. And I've talked to many practitioners who are seeing the same problems I'm seeing and seeing the same amounts that I'm seeing. Iodine goes much deeper than just talking about goiter and thyroid problems. Iodine is an essential nutrient for our bodies that we can't make. One of its main jobs in the body is to maintain a normal endocrine tissue. So the endocrine tissue consists of the breast, the ovaries, the uterus, the thyroid, prostate, and the pancreas.
I promised you this interview would be great, and you would learn, and you would understand, and your health would be enhanced by this new knowledge. Just like all the programs that we share with you on WBAI, on Take Charge of Your Health, we direct our information toward you, toward your well-being, toward your intellectual well-being, toward your health. What ends up happening is that you grow in understanding. You can utilize this information and help your family get healthier. So now I know I've whet your appetite. Let's talk about the premiums, and then let's talk about the value of WBAI. One, first premium is iodine, why you need it and why you can't live without it. Dr. David Brownstein, MD. It discusses autoimmune disease. It discusses cancer, particularly endocrine cancers, detoxification, fatigue, and thyroid disease, as well as diabetes, as well as fibrocystic breast disease and PMS, as well as breast and prostate cancer. I remember we had Dr. Teitelbaum on, and Dr. Teitelbaum said, if you get a diagnosis of breast cancer, the first thing you do is go to your cabinet and start loading yourself up on iodine. Remember?
Yes. I actually know of a doctor who treated his mother for breast cancer, and she painted Lugol solution, which is a solution of iodine and iodide, she painted it right on her breast. And this doctor said to me, I wish I had taken some pictures, because that iodine just seemed to glow and get attracted right to where the cyst in her breast was. It's quite phenomenal. It's very excited. This older lady had a diagnosis of breast cancer, but she used IV therapies and, of course, iodine, and went on to live successfully for many more years without any more cancer-type treatment. She died later of a hypertensive crisis. But it was quite phenomenal how that little thing, as he was telling me about the iodine, just created drama putting it on her breast. I would recommend that to anybody who had fibrocysts in their breast, that they apply iodine right to their breast.
Well, I also use iodine, but I use it in a different form. I use it in a form that I'm very comfortable with. It's called Ocean Nutrients. It's a green algae, a laminaria. It has 7.5 milligrams of iodine per 3 capsules. It's quite a beautiful formula. It's as pure as any substance can be. It's from northern Canada, which is very unique. You will notice there are many, many seaweeds and kelps in the health food store. Most of them have about 150 micrograms of iodine per 1 to 3 capsules. To have such a rich source of iodine and have it from such a pristine source, I'm very excited about it. Not even pretty excited, very excited about it. I tracked it down, and it took me a while to track it down and find it. then we bottled it, and now we're making it available. First, we're making it available to WBAI, and it's called Ocean Nutrients.
And it's one of the premiums.
It's one of the premiums. It's a $60 donation to WBAI. What better donation than to support your favorite radio station and get healthier? And you can get healthier with Ocean Nutrients, and you can get healthier with this book on iodine, why you need it and why you can't live without it. You just began to hear in the first part just a piece of how the RDA came about. That was the minimum amount of iodine that could be given to a person to prevent approximately 90% of goiters. Not even 100% of goiters, 90% of goiters. That RDA was established in the 20s and has never been revised. Now, our bodies have specific needs for specific times in our lives, specific needs for organs. Some organs need more of a nutrient. Some organs need less of a nutrient. And what we have found that the breasts hold 3 to 5 milligrams of iodine inside their tissue to maintain health. So the question I ask is, 150 micrograms enough for optimal health for your body?
On top of that, that was the number that was derived when we did not have all these things competing with iodine.
Well, that's very important.
For our diet, we have fluoridated water. We have bromine in baked goods, or some people have hot tubs or pools that are brominated, keeping it sanitized. But that all interferes with your iodine uptake. So how much do you need in this day and age to overcome the other things that are crowding in there? And I forgot to mention chlorine, too, from water supplies.
What they do is there's only so many sites, so many receptor areas, and they clog the receptor areas, and they push the iodine out. We're going to get into bromine and bromine very shortly in the talk, but he said that his sickest patients, he finds the highest levels of bromine. And he feels that one of the reasons is that the bromine blocks the ability of the iodine uptake, and it literally sits on the thyroid hormone as a piece of the hormone. It takes the iodine space, and so the thyroid hormone enters the DNA of all of our cells and allows us to replicate cells correctly and maintain our temperature balance within our cells. Well, what does that mean? That means all our enzyme factors move correctly when we have correct thyroid hormone. But if there's just a chemical sitting on the molecule and not the iodine, which is supposed to be there, how can it give its instructions to the DNA and RNA of every single cell in the body?
Well, it can't. It can't. And one of the interesting things is if you order a blood test and you actually test for your thyroid hormones, T3 or T4, the numbers indicate how many iodine are attached to that molecule. But you could have a T3 that would have 2 iodines and 1 bromine. We don't know, and we can't test for that effect either at this point in time.
So the point that we're coming to in a very long roundabout way is support WBAI. Support Take Charge of Your Health. Take advantage of this absolutely brilliant premium. the book on iodine, why you need it, why you cannot live without it. Bring it into your home. And ocean nutrients. So we have the iodine book and the ocean nutrients. And we're going to get into more depth of what those ocean nutrients can do for you, can do for your circulation, can do for your brain and your brain neurotransmitters, can act as a detoxing agent. One thing that Dr. Brownstein says is balance, 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 and the need for iodine in balance. And what is better balanced than very powerful and pure seaweeds from northern Canada, cold, pristine waters. Now, the number to call, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. We have two premiums. We have the rest of the talk. Actually, Carol, we got so involved in the subject because it's so interesting for us from two sides. One, as a clinician working with patients and seeing the miracles that we can see when we work in balancing nutrients and specifically iodine. And for Carol, the biochemistry of it all.
Oh, yes, it's always fascinating to me. It's just endlessly fascinating. Where we're talking about foundational work here, if you're looking at improving your health, creating a successful life for you, healthy and happy, and looking at longevity, when you live long but you live well, active and free, you need to make sure you have your fundamental bases covered. And there's probably nothing more fundamental than this one element, iodine. It's rather a miracle. David Brownstein's book is actually in this nice purple color. And iodine, the iodine solution, has this lovely purple color. I have seen that. We talked about how important it was for breasts. I've seen one practitioner put on his website that we should quit wearing those pink ribbons for breast cancer, and everybody should wear a purple one for iodine.
And for prevention of breast cancer.
Right, prevention.
The book is...
Not get in the first place.
Exactly. The book is Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It. And that's an $80 donation to WBAI and supporting your favorite station. The nutrients are, and this is a WBAI exclusive, they're called Ocean Nutrients. It's a seaweed. In three capsules, there's 7.5 milligrams of iodine, which is amazing, and this is from pristine northern Atlantic, northern Canada waters. And the number to call, 212-209-2950. We've got to get back to the show. Don't stop calling. We need your support. 212-209-2950.
One of its main jobs in the body is to maintain a normal endocrine tissue. So the endocrine tissue consists of the breast, the ovaries, the uterus, the thyroid, prostate, and the pancreas. One of iodine's main jobs is to maintain the normal architecture of these tissues. So if we have enough iodine, we have a normal architecture of all those glandular tissues. But if we have iodine deficiency, the first thing that will happen is you'll start to get cysts in the thyroid, the ovaries, the uterus, the breast, the prostate, and the pancreas. If iodine deficiency goes on, these cysts become hard and nodular. If it goes on, they now take the appearance of hyperplasia, which is the precursor to cancer. And I call this the iodine deficiency continuum. Mm-hmm. So it's much more than just thyroid and goiter. Now we're talking, this could explain why 1 in 7 women have breast cancer across the United States, why 1 in 3 men have prostate cancer, why we're having the epidemic of pancreatic cancer, and so on and so on and so on.
Why do we have a generalized deficiency of iodine throughout the country, as Corinne brought up? It's not just the so-called goiter belt.
There are many reasons for that. The primary reason is that most people aren't using iodized salt because they've been convinced that salt is dangerous and salt causes hypertension and heart disease and that we need to avoid salt. So there are estimates that less than 50% of U.S. households currently use iodized salt. And I would say those estimates are too high. I would estimate it's less than 30% of households use iodized salt. So that's one factor. The other factor is that our food supply is incredibly deficient in iodine. It always has been. And unless you're eating sea vegetables from areas of the ocean that aren't polluted, you're really not getting in enough iodine in your diet. And you're depending on taking it in from things like salt and maybe through sea animals, such as fish. But the iodine in those products, the longer that the item has been out of the ocean, the more iodine it sublimates into a gaseous phase and leaves the product. So we just don't get enough iodine in our food supply. And then the other whammy for iodine comes in that our exposure to toxic halides such as fluorine, bromide, and chlorine derivatives all help to push iodine out of the body. One of the things that I've been writing about and lecturing about over the years is that we're getting way too much exposure to fluorine and bromide in food supply, in our water supply, and in common household chemicals that's further degrading iodine levels in our body.
So you said the longer it's out of the sea, it goes into a gaseous state. Would that be the same with iodized salt? Because people have open bowls of salt right by their stove. Would that be the same? Would the iodine degrade from the salt that we're taking?
It's interesting you bring that up. There hasn't been a lot of studies on that, but there's been a few. And what they found is different batches, iodized salt does contain different amounts of iodine. And there's no question the longer it sits out, the less iodine that it has in it.
You also said something about you were using iodine and not getting the results you wanted until you found the correct form of iodine. What is the correct form?
So different tissues of our body preferentially take up different forms of iodine. So iodine, D-I-N, is it Nancy, refers to the oxidized form of iodine. It's lacking an extra electron in its outer shell, whereas the reduced form of iodine, iodide, D-I-D-E, has a full complement of electrons in its outer shell. I mean, that's fancy chemistry terms, but what people really could take away from this is different tissues of the body take up different forms of iodine. For example, the breast seems to preferentially take up iodine, while the thyroid seems to preferentially take up iodide. So what I was using in my practice in the first 10 years on and off without success was iodide, the reduced form. Iodide in solution is it looks clear. I mean, you can't see it. And you would think because the thyroid takes up iodide that it would have beneficial effects on the thyroid, but I just didn't see it clinically. I would use small amounts of it. I would use large amounts of it. I would use it intermittently. I would use it daily. It just didn't do much for patients. Now, there were no negative effects with it. It just didn't do any positive effects. Only when I began using a combination of iodine and iodide did I start to see the positive whole body benefits of iodine. And so the answer to your question is that I recommend that for a whole body effect of iodine, that it should be in combination with iodide. There was an old substance made in the 1800s by a physician, and it was called Lugol's solution. Dr. Lugol found that when potassium was added to iodine, it put it into solution, and you came up with Lugol's solution, which was a combination of iodine and iodide. And Lugol's solution, it was made in the early 1820s. It was really the most prescribed medical item until patent medicine took hold in the 20th century. So I find Lugol solution is very helpful, and I use tableted Lugol solution, which has both forms of iodine and iodide in it.
Could you explain to us a little more in depth, because I think this is important for the listeners to understand about iodine blockers, the bromide, the chlorine, the fluoride, and how they work to block our body's ability to uptake this essential nutrient, iodine.
So if we go back to our high school chemistry class, We learned about the periodic table. The elements are arranged in a periodic table based on their size and their function. Group 17, which is on the right side of the periodic table, is known as the halides. The halides consist of bromide, fluoride, chlorine, chlorine, and iodine. And all those halides are very structurally similar to one another. In the human body, these halides can bind to one another's receptors, if there's receptors for them. And there's receptors for two halides in our bodies, for chlorine and iodine. So if we get too much of one halide, it can bind to where the other halide is supposed to bind to, and it can cause the body to release it. So, for example, we know there's receptors for iodine in our thyroid, the ovaries, the uterus, the breast, the prostate. In fact, in every cell of the body, there's receptors for iodine. We also know that in an iodine-deficient state, that these receptors can be bound with other halides, like bromide or fluorine. So if we get too much bromide or fluoride or fluorine in our diet or in our environment, it can bind to the iodine and cause us problems. And that's really what's happening out there. And we're getting too much fluoride from our fluoridated water and fluoridated juices and other things. And we're getting too much bromide, which is found in bakery products. It's found in pesticides. It's found in many consumer items. These are binding to iodine receptors and causing the body to release iodine. So relatively, we've become toxic on these items and deficient in iodine.
Bromide has become a popular thing to put in hot tubs or swimming pools for disinfection. Isn't that right? Isn't that a problem with the big dose of bromide, or is it bromine?
They use bromine as the antibacterial effect into pools and hot tubs. Now, look, we don't want to go into a pool that has no antibactericidal substance put in it, because we'll get sick. So we have to put something in the pools and the hot tubs. Now, bromine, if there's enough iodine in the body and people are taking enough iodine, I don't think going in a brominated hot tub or a brominated pool is going to be a problem. The problem becomes most people don't have enough iodine. Then they go into these brominated tubs and pools. Then it's a problem, because the bromine is going to kick out more iodine and bind to iodine's receptors. So I usually, when I lecture, I usually tell people I don't recommend using bromine or even using chlorine, although chlorine is a better choice for disinfecting pools and hot tubs, but I don't recommend using bromine. You can use iodine as a disinfectant for pools and hot tubs. You can use silver ions. You can use copper ions. I mean, there's many ways you can disinfect pools and hot tubs. In fact, I have both a pool and a hot tub. I don't use any bromine. I don't use any chlorine in either of them. I use ozone and silver and copper ions to keep my pool and hot tub clean, which has worked for me for years.
At one time, iodine was added to the bread.
You know, it's not one time. It's still this time.
Oh, it's still being added to bread?
Absolutely. In the 1960s and before, iodine was added to bread as a conditioning agent. And about one slice of bread contained 150 micrograms of iodine, which was and is the RDA for iodine. In the early 1970s, for some unknown reason, it was mandated that iodine not be added to bakery products. It was added to flour. And they switched and added bromine to flour. So now most of our bakery products, breads, pasta, cereals, cakes, cookies, you know, donuts, things like that, are all brominated. So not only did we, I call it the double whammy. Number one, we pulled out a necessary essential ingredient that's needed in our bodies, which was iodine. And number two, we put in a toxic element, bromine, that can cause more iodine to release in the body. I think that has really set forward why we're seeing thyroid cancer and breast cancer and so on and so on, and all those glandular problems in such epidemic rates right now.
It's what I promised you, isn't it?
Oh, it's so interesting. The subject, as we said before, filled up a couple days of lectures and more. You're getting some of the highlights in the hour that Dr. Brownstein spent with us.
So our premium is Dr. Brownstein's book, Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It. and all the issues that are being touched on in this one-hour interview are thoroughly looked at in this book. The book, again, Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It, Autoimmune Disease, Cancer, Detoxification, Fatigue, Thyroid Disease, Breast Cancer, Prostate Cancer, Fibrocystic Breast Disease, PMS, so many of the ailments that we've learned to live with and accept are very thoroughly explained and reviewed as an imbalance. And that's Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It. And that's $80 premium or $80 gift to WBAI to keep your favorite radio station on the air and this show able to share with you information. It's really quite exciting for us, and also a WBAI exclusive. You are the first to have this available to you, and it's called Ocean Nutrients. It is a form of laminaria, which is seaweed, that is 7.5 milligrams of iodine. That's iodine and iodide, and the salts that he talks about that are necessary to balance the iodine and drive it into the cell and pull out the toxins. Because for iodine to go into the cell, many of us need to push out the bromides and the chlorine and the fluorides and just pull them out. And the ability to do that is based on loading with iodine and salts and minerals that allows this process to happen. Seaweed is an amazing antioxidant, 200 times stronger than many of the antioxidants that we know as antioxidants. It's a brain support. When our bodies are low in iodine, it's a number one cause of preventable mental retardation. Iodine in this form increases circulation and reduces bad cholesterol. It is a powerful nutrient support. And I've put this supplement together, and this is a WBAI exclusive. This seaweed is from Northern Canada. It has 7.5 milligrams of iodine. It is as pure as it can be. And what we have here is a donation for WBAI of $60. And this bottle, it was sitting in the premium department, or will be by the end of the week. And we can drop it in the mail directly to you. No need to wait. So we have the ability to do brilliant things. We have the ability to support your favorite radio station, WBAI. And we have the ability to enhance your health on two levels, to give you the information you need to build your health through the book, Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It, by David Brownstein. And David Brownstein is the author, is the prolific author that has brought this knowledge to the lay public. He has literally synthesized research of Dr. Guy Abraham and brought it to you in a readable and understandable form. And I am bringing to you some of the finest, purest seaweed that is available on the market worldwide. If you walk in right now to a health food store and pick up a bottle that says kelp on it, and you look at three capsules, what are you going to see? How much iodine is there?
Probably just a few micrograms.
Exactly. Because it has been drawn out of the seaweed in order to comply with the lower limit of the RDA. Well, this seaweed that I have in my hand right now, actually it's quite a pretty bottle. This seaweed that I have in my hand right now is specifically formulated, and it is for use, for therapeutic use in medical offices. And you are getting the advantage of it. So support your favorite radio station. You're listening now. Why? Because you love BAI. You don't want a bunch of canned music coming into your house. You love BAI. You love the fact that we're all neighbors. You love the fact that we bump into each other at the film forum. You love the fact that you're getting information that you will not receive anywhere else on the dial.
Anywhere, anyhow. So, Corinne,
yes.
Don't you think it would be a good idea if people would
call 212-209-2950? That's 212-209-2950?
That's important, but I think it's a good idea if they would call in with a donation of $140 and get the book and get your ocean nutrients and have a double whammy there. The book will tell you why it's so important, but then you'll have the means to start your way back to wellness with the ocean nutrients.
Sounds like a good idea to me. That's why we put it together.
Good, good. I was just looking in a magazine I picked up some time ago, and most of the articles compiled in here are from Guy Abraham, and he's giving a little history of iodine. He's writing about Dr. Shent Gyorgy, who's actually quite famous for vitamin C, but he also is quoted here from the early 1900s, and this is what Dr. Gyorgy says. When I was a medical student, iodine in the form of potassium iodide, and that's abbreviated as KI, was the universal medicine. Nobody knew what it did, but it did something and did something good. We students used to sum up the situation with this little rhyme. If you don't know where, what, and why, prescribe you then K and I. You know, some of that old stuff is the smartest stuff. I think sometimes we think we're so smart and clever, but we forget that we're standing on the shoulders of some very, very wonderful and brilliant human beings. And so it is with some of this early work with iodine. There's another little interesting thing. One of the earlier studies with iodine and goiter, a man named Catton, C-H-A-T-I-N, he gave patients, this was in 1820, a tincture of iodine with 250 milligrams per day of iodine in 150 goiter patients, and they all responded very,
what,
very well.
What a surprise.
Yeah. That, too, I bet.
Whoa, that just shrunk before our eyes. The number to call is 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Show your appreciation. I hope you understand and really you have to understand. You have to understand this is not just off the cuff. There's hours and hours and hours of preparation and thought and caring that goes behind each and every show that we bring forth to you. Why? Because we respect you. We respect your brain. We respect your right to know. We don't demand that you agree with us. We just want to share the information, and you can look at it, pick it up, examine it, and take it or leave it. And that's what WBAI is all about. It's personal and shared respect. The number to call, 212-209-2950. I'm going back to the talk, but I'm trusting that you will continue calling at the rate that you have been, sharing with us your appreciation. And I hope, I really do hope, that you are able to avail yourself of these wonderful premiums that we put together, the book Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It, and Ocean Nutrients, which is a WBAI exclusive. You can't buy them anywhere else. This is Canadian seaweed, 7.5 milligrams of the most delicious mineral bath you can imagine, straight from the pristine seas. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And we're going back.
Not only did we, I call it the double whammy. Number one, we pulled out a necessary essential ingredient that's needed in our bodies, which was iodine. And number two, we put in a toxic element, bromine, that can cause more iodine to release in the body. I think that that has really set forward why we're seeing thyroid cancer and breast cancer and so on and so on, and all those glandular problems in such epidemic rates right now.
Your recommendations for using iodine have been higher than the RDA, the recommended daily allowance, and I think you've taken flack from some people on that. What actually do you recommend?
Well, the RDA stands for... Ladies, you got to help me. I'm blocking on it right now.
Recommended daily allowance.
No. I think it stands for rats, drugs, and assumptions. the RDA is established for the minimal amount of a substance to prevent a disease due to that deficiency of the substance. So in the case of iodine, the RDA was the minimal amount of iodine, 150 micrograms, to prevent goiter. Now, that RDA was fine probably 50 years ago when we weren't so exposed to all these bromine and fluorine chemicals that are out there. I can assure you, our toxicity exposure has gone up over the years, and the RDA should have followed suit and gone up with it, but it hasn't. So we've become, the RDA really is irrelevant. And when I talk to doctors about the iodine studies, I show them that the 150 micrograms, the RDA for iodine for humans, is probably enough for little rats to prevent them from getting breast and prostate cancer from iodine deficiency, but it's not enough for us. So what do I recommend? You know, I've done a lot of testing on thousands of patients, and I've looked at breast cancer and prostate cancer and pancreatic problems and, you know, so on with the glandular issues. My experience has shown for most people about 25 milligrams of a combination of iodine and iodide seems to be the most optimal dose. Now, if someone has breast cancer or prostate cancer or, you know, disease of these tissues, they may need more than 25 milligrams. But remember, this is 100 times over the RDA for iodine. And this is stuff that's best used when working with a healthcare provider knowledgeable about iodine.
Can you take too much iodine?
Well, sure, you could take too much water.
Okay.
And you can take too much of anything, and you can take too much iodine. But if you have normal kidney function, the body has mechanisms to get rid of excess iodine. And I don't see too many problems with it when it's used as part of a holistic treatment regimen, as I describe in my books. Most people can do just fine with 25 milligrams of iodine. But, you know, I don't suggest people go out and just start taking iodine. They need to do this as part of a whole treatment regimen, which includes using adequate amounts of salt. Because salt helps to usher, when you start taking iodine, you start pushing bromide and fluoride out of the body. That has to come out. And taking adequate amounts of salt helps you usher that bromide and fluoride out of the body.
Any specific type of salt? Just table salt?
Well, you ladies know I've written a book on salt, Salt Your Way to Health. And in this case, any particular type of salt, even table salt, refined salt, would help to usher bromide out of the body. But a much more healthy salt for someone is to use unrefined salt, such as Redmond's Real Salt or Celtic Brand, Selena's Celtic Brand Sea Salt. they have over 80 minerals in them, and they supply a lot of good minerals for the body. And it's just a healthier substance than refined table salt.
Could we talk a little bit about some of the work of Dr. Guy Abraham and what he was doing with iodine, the results he was seeing, and then I would like to discuss some of the results you're seeing with iodine therapies?
So, as I said to you guys earlier, you know, I read that article in one of my journals. It was written by Dr. Abraham, and I called him. We started testing my patients. I started to find, you know, over 95%, you know, markedly deficient in iodine. And then we developed a friendship, and we started doing research together. He taught me how to test for iodine. I mean, Dr. Abraham was the most brilliant person I've met in my life. He taught me how to think better. He taught me how to do research. He taught me how to test for people with iodine and bromide and fluoride problems. And Dr. Abraham was very interested in female health problems. He was a gynecologist by training. His first foray into looking at alternative ways to treat people was to treat women for premenstrual syndrome. And he found that vitamins and minerals were very effective in treating it. So it was really a natural for him to move into iodine is because women were suffering from so many problems with breast and ovarian and uterine issues, and particularly with 1 in 7 women suffering from breast cancer. Iodine, the second largest concentration of iodine in the body next to the thyroid, occurs in the breasts and the ovaries. So he began studying iodine, and he began correlating that with the problem women were having with their breasts and ovaries and uterus and thyroid. Him and I did many studies with this, and we did a few breast cancer studies and found that breast cancer patients had 50% less iodine compared to women who did not have breast cancer. But he really was a wonderful man. He died about a year and a half ago, and, you know, he's sorely missed in my life.
What are you seeing in your practice with patients? Because we know iodine has so many effects. We see it in the pancreas. We see it in the salivary glands. We see it in the prostate. Are you seeing any changes in patients when they increase their iodine input in terms of energy, et cetera?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if there's one single nutrient that's provided the biggest effects that I've seen over my career, it's clearly iodine. Nothing even comes close to it. Iodine concentrates in the glandular tissue, as I mentioned before, which includes the pancreas and the ovaries, the uterus, the breast, the prostate, and the thyroid. And we've had many patients who have been able to get off their type 2 diabetic medications once they start iodine. We've had 4 patients come off insulin who were insulin-dependent diabetics when they went on iodine, because iodine helped to stimulate the beta cells in the pancreas to start releasing insulin again.
Wow.
So there are many stories with iodine. As far as energy production goes, the single best nutrient to help people suffering from low energy would be iodine.
What way do you test? I see many patients who come in and they've done a skin test, a skin patch test, where they put a little bit of iodine on their arm and they evaluate how long it takes to absorb. Do you find that an accurate test?
So the skin holds its sufficiency. 20% of the body's iodine is held in the skin. So I don't know if the skin test, where you basically rub iodine, the oxidized form, on the skin, and iodine is a brownish color to it, and then you wait for the brownish color to go away. And the thought is that the iodine is absorbed into the skin, and that the quicker it's absorbed into the skin, the more deficient somebody is. And if it's absorbed in within 24 hours, they're deficient in iodine. And if it's absorbed after 24 hours, their iodine levels are okay. The problem is that I don't know if you're just measuring skin iodine levels, or another problem is that one study showed that 80% of the iodine applied to the skin evaporated and turned into a gas left the skin. So I don't think it's really the best way to do it. the best way to measure iodine levels is urinary excretion, where you give someone a known dose of iodine. And since we know that over 98% of orally taken iodine is excreted through the urine, you can measure the amount in and the amount out and just subtract the numbers and gather how much the body's hanging on to. The idea here is that the more the body hangs on to, the more deficient the body is in iodine.
Carol?
I think also when you do that test, it's also possible to check for the level of bromine, fluorine, chloride, chlorine. Do you check for that too, or do you just concern yourself more about what iodine is coming out?
So this test is called the iodine loading test, and it was developed by Dr. Abraham. What happened when he developed the test, jumped in and helped him with it, but when we developed the test, we tried different amounts of iodine until we found the amount that gave us the most accurate clinical numbers. And what we decided was that 50 milligram loading test is the best way to do this. So what someone does is they'll take 50 milligrams of iodine and they'll collect 24 hours of urine. What you can do is you can measure the first 24 hours of urine before you take the iodine and then collect 24 hours after you take the iodine and then just send the sample of urine in and see what the iodine concentration is between the two. You can just easily calculate how much the body is excreting out and subtract the numbers and realize how deficient the body is. So what we found is that 90% excretion of a 50 milligram load in 24 hours means they have enough iodine in their body. So in other words, if they take 50 milligrams in and they pee out 45 milligrams and hold on to 5 milligrams, they're pretty sufficient in iodine. This 5 milligrams that they're hanging on to sort of comes in and out throughout the day as long as they're taking iodine in. The problem becomes when someone urinates out, let's say, 25 milligrams of the 50, so 50% comes out. That means their body held on to 50%, and they're much more deficient than someone who held on to 5%. So to answer your question, that when you take in this dose of iodine, if you have bromide and or fluoride in your body, which there's no medical benefit for either of those items, that the iodine will displace those things and you will urinate those out. And yes, you can measure those in the urine. I've tested that thousands of times in patients, and I can assure you that 100% of patients are bromine toxic. Every patient that we've tested has had high levels of bromide come out when we've done this test, and 96% have been low in iodine.
We're back ready to support WBAI. What'd you think, Carol?
Oh, that's so interesting. It's one of the things he's talking about is a way to measure for iodine using a loading test, and you can find out actually how deficient you are. And it's a simple test, so it's really nice that tool has been developed for anybody. You can monitor how well you're doing with your iodine intake over time as you're using it. It's bound to improve. So you could test yourself before and after and see how well you've done with the iodine.
What I would like to do is have and see the people that are listening calling in. The information that we're sharing with you is fabulous. I agree with you, Carol. Where else are you going to hear this? But the purpose of this is to support WBAI, who allows this information to flow. 15 years ago, I started on this radio, and what we were talking about was so radical. And now, it's just astounding how everybody's jumping on the bandwagon, but the understanding of fish oils protecting the heart, the understanding of iodine and how it works as an anti-infective, an antiviral, a mucilaginic, so it thins our mucus and our excretions. It brings down boils. It supports our brain. It increases our circulation. It's a powerful detoxer because it pushes out
the other halides.
Halides.
Right. Halide compounds, say fluoride and bromine.
that are
pushed out,
that are blocking our ability to uptake the iodine. So here we have this all-in-one nutrient right here in an exclusive to WBAI, and they're called Ocean Nutrients. Right now, when you go into those stores, our number one source of kelp has been and is from the waters off of Japan, Korea, and China. When you go into the store to purchase seaweed, that is what you're getting. And right now, we know those waters are contaminated. It is not to our advantage to be taking sea nutrients from such a contaminated area. But I looked and I researched. I sought out a source of seaweed from northern Canada. In the beginning, it was from Iceland, but there was only so much we could get. So this is northern Canada, which is equally as good and equally tested. What do we have? We have a pure source of seaweed high in iodine, which is very unusual, that has all these benefits for you as an antioxidant, as a detoxer. And guess what? You can support WBAI. It's a $60 donation to WBAI, and this bottle that's in my hand right now, this really pretty bottle, will be dropped in the mail to you. A companion to that is Iodine, the book of Dr. Brownstein, who we're listening to. Why you need it, why you can't live without it. It's about autoimmune disease. It's about cancer. It's about the brain. It's about detoxification at the cellular level. It's about fatigue, thyroid disease, breast cancer, prostate cancer, fibrocystic breast disease, PMS. Who doesn't need this book? Tell me one person. If you are pregnant and not getting adequate iodine, that's a pretty scary thought, because you're compromising the brain of your baby. We know that deficiency states of iodine create a very specific form of mental retardation. That's cretinism. Now, 96% of those people that are going to Dr. Brownstein's office are deficient in iodine. Mm-hmm. Are deficient in iodine. They get pregnant. What is going to happen? What do we have here? So this,
that's horrifying thought.
It really is. So this book is important to everyone you know, from grandmothers and grandfathers, to protect their brain, to support their thyroid, to support their mental thought, to increase their circulation, to young kids who you want bright and vital and active, to you and me that want to maintain our vitality and our vibrance and our energy and our mental state, and to WBAI. Supporting WBAI is why we're here right now. The information is essential. And guess what? We love, we feel privileged to be able to share this with you. And this, I tell you, and I said it in the beginning, it took us a year to get Dr. Brownstein and have hours that we all together could record an interview. We literally cornered him.
We cornered him also on his vacation.
On his vacation. He was in Bermuda, and we were interviewing him by Skype, because it literally is the only time, free time, he has. So what you're hearing is something very special. People fly from all over the country to be able to listen to Dr. Brownstein lecture. They buy his newsletters. They subscribe to his blog.
Pay for the whole course that I took when we went to the conference in Dearborn.
That was quite a few hundred dollars.
That certainly was. And we're bringing it right to your living room, or right on your laptop if you're listening to us on your computer. So another thing I'd like to remind you, you don't have to pick up the phone to donate to WBAI. You can do it right there from your computer, WBAI.org, a little tab there for you to donate. Please specify, take charge of your health. Specify, ideally, we think you should get both premiums for a total of $140. The wonderful ocean nutrients that will give you a supply of iodine and the book that will make it even more clear to you why it's such an important nutrient. The phone number is 212-209-2950, or go directly to the website at WBAI.org and donate there, please.
You could become a buddy. Money comes in every month to WBAI, which is really a wonderful thing that we do not have to literally go to the airways and almost grovel for money. Because the money is coming in every month. You won't notice it. It's easy. And you could do that online, a BAI buddy, and you could specify take charge of your health. Less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks a day. And just think of those Frappuccinos that are about 500 calories a day. You could save that money, give it to WBAI.
And not a drop of iodine in there.
And not a drop of iodine in there either. The number to call, 212-209-2950. Don't make us go crazy.
Okay, I would like us to take a moment to really thank Dr. Brownstein for two donations. One of his precious time to speak with us and share this information with all of our listeners. And secondly, Dr. Brownstein did donate his books to WBAI as a premium. He's putting his efforts to make sure WBAI stays live and on the air, and we continue to bring this sort of news and information to our listeners. So I'd really like to salute him for his caring. I don't think he should be the only one. We should all step up and contribute. Take advantage of the gift he's offering of his book, Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It.
The number to call, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And you know what? If you get these C nutrients with a $60 donation to WBAI, and you get the book, Iodine, Why You Need It and Why You Can't Live Without It, with an $80 donation to WBAI. The two together are $140. If you get these, you'll have more energy and you won't procrastinate so much. And you will just have the energy to jump up to that phone, give us a call, and share with us not only your precious donation to WBAI at whatever level it comes at, but also your relationship of appreciation to WBAI. WBAI is power. It really is. It's the definition of power. Just think what your life would be like if all you did was, whenever you turned on the radio, when you went to your computer to listen, all you got was Pandora Muzak. What would your life be like? How can I describe it?
It's a horrible image in my head.
212-209-2950. Appreciate WBAI. This is your time to appreciate, to call, to support WBAI, who's been giving to you for over 50 years, 24/7. I remember when I first moved to New York over 30 years ago, I used to carry, you know, it was the portable radio with the big batteries.
The boombox.
I used to have a house, and I carried a boombox from room to room to room with me, listening to WBAI, because it was the only thing that made me feel like home, like I had friends, like I had people that could understand me, and I could understand them. And that was 34 years ago, and I still feel the same. And the number to call, 212-209-2950. give a donation to WBAI at any level that you can. Give us a challenge grant. Give us $1,000. Give us $2,000. If you had to go to this conference, you would spend $2,000. We went there and we literally cornered Dr. Brownstein and begged him to come on the show. Why? Because we knew that you would appreciate and understand the information. He said, you know, many people, this is a lay audience. I said, they've been listening for years to the information that exactly information that we give out. Consequently, they can keep up with you. You don't have to speak slower. You don't have to speak down to our audience. We'll assist you or guide you. This is a very educated lay audience. The number to call, 212-209-2950. If you're a practitioner, call. Get the book. You need the book. You need the understanding to appropriately and completely work with your patients. You can try the nutrients. You can buy the nutrients and see how they make you feel. The total package is $140. It's the book, Iodine, Why You Need It and Why You Can't Live Without It, and Sea Nutrients from Northern Canada, pristine waters of the North Atlantic, with 7.5 milligrams of iodine in three capsules. That is astounding. The number to call, 212-209-2950. We have more of the show. I want to go to it. Actually, we are going to go to it, but you have to be calling. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Give us a call.
Or go onto your computer and log in to WBAI.org. And pledge today.
Give to WBAI.org. 212-209-2950. We'll be back.
To answer your question, that when you take in this dose of iodine, if you have bromide and or fluoride in your body, which there's no medical benefit for either of those items, that the iodine will displace those things and you will urinate those out. And yes, you can measure those in the urine. I've tested that thousands of times in patients, and I can assure you that 100% of patients are bromine toxic. Every patient that we've tested has had high levels of bromide come out when we've done this test, and 96% have been low in iodine.
What about when people say they're allergic to iodine? What does that mean?
Most of the people who say they're allergic to iodine make that claim because they've had an iodine radioactive iodine test that they developed hives or had problems with. Now, that's a different form of iodine than we're talking here. We're talking inorganic, non-radioactive iodine. And I find most people who had problems with the radioactive iodine testing don't have problems with taking it orally. Now, other people will say they can't eat shellfish or they have problems when they eat fish and they're iodine allergic. They may be, they may not be. I would say 75% of them are not. When they take iodine, they can tolerate iodine just fine. But about 25% of those patients do have a problem with iodine. They might get hives or itching or something like that. Those patients, either they have to be treated for an iodine allergy, and there's an acupressure technique called NAET mm-hmm. that we do in our office that's been very effective at treating most people with that, or they can't take iodine. Now, one other patient can't take iodine, and that's a patient who has a condition called an autonomously functioning nodule, where they have a little nodule in their thyroid that's sort of out of control of the thyroid gland. And if you start taking iodine, that nodule will just start producing a lot of thyroid hormone on its own. I've seen three cases of that over about 10 years. Luckily, it's not very common, but those patients can't take iodine either. They either have to get that nodule surgically removed, or they just have to remain off iodine. It's not very common, and I've only had a few patients over the years who can't take iodine due to an iodine allergy.
Now, we know that nutrients can be organ-specific in the amount that is needed for the body. So the amount to suppress a goiter, the government came up with that amount, was 150 micrograms. But there's no studies really to know what the amount for optimal health is. I've heard that there is an amount of 3 milligrams to maintain healthy breast tissue, but a total body amount, what would you recommend as an optimal health amount for iodine?
So, in collaboration with Dr. Abraham and perusing the literature, there are studies that show that the breast can take up 3 to 5, or can hold 3 to 5 milligrams of iodine at saturation. Now, 3 to 5 milligrams is 3 to 5,000 micrograms of iodine. When we're talking 150 micrograms is the RDA. You could start to see that the RDA is not adequate to supply the body enough iodine. It's certainly not enough to supply the breast enough iodine. I think that's why seeing so many women with so many breast problems out there. So let's take the thyroid gland. At saturation, the thyroid can hold 50 milligrams of iodine. That's 500 times the RDA for iodine, 150 micrograms. So how much do people need? That comes back to about my clinical experience of about 25 milligrams for the vast majority of people seems to be enough. However, if a woman has breast problems, if a man has prostate problems, or pancreas problems, or ovarian, or uterine, or any of the other glandular problems, they may need more iodine than that 25 milligrams until their body can detox from the bromide and fluoride and other elements that are in there that are blocking the iodine. So I would say 25 milligrams for most people seems to be the best dose.
I think we should interject here that thyroid hormone is actually made up of iodine in various amounts for the different hormones. Do you want to expand on that, David?
So the thyroid gland cannot make thyroid hormone without iodine. T4, the 4 refers to 4 iodine atoms attached to that thyroglobulin molecule. T3, the active form of thyroid, has 3 iodine atoms attached to that thyroglobulin molecule. So you can't make these hormones without enough iodine. Now, interestingly, if you don't have enough iodine to make thyroid hormone, the thyroid gland can adapt and use bromide to make thyroid hormone. So the T4 now can have 4 bromide atoms attached to the thyroglobulin molecule instead of iodine. We weren't designed that way. There are studies that show that that can happen, but there are no studies that show that that's a good or a bad thing. However, I would say we're not designed to brominate our thyroid hormone. We're designed to iodinate it. I highly doubt that it's a good factor to brominate thyroid hormone and not iodinate it.
So if we tested for thyroid hormones, the normal testing procedures, it really wouldn't tell us that we properly have iodine on the thyroglobulin. It could be some bromine or fluoride or chloride.
It could be brominated. It's been shown that thyroid hormone can be brominated. Well, the testing doesn't differentiate, so we don't know. But I can probably take a good guess because I've tested enough people that people are brominating the thyroid hormone just because I've seen bromide at much higher levels than iodine in a lot of people that I've checked, particularly women with breast cancer, women with fibrocystic breasts. They have a lot of bromide in their body, you know, relative to iodine.
One time I saw a study, and I read it with some interest, because thyroid hormone is supposed to protect the breast. But the study said that there was an increased number of women having breast cancer who were taking thyroid, and it was whole thyroid. And I was surprised at that at first, but then I realized they could be using thyroid hormone because basically they're deficient in iodine. Maybe that was just a cover-up for the iodine deficiency.
It totally is a cover-up, Carol. There's been 3 such studies out there. What the studies found were that the longer women took thyroid hormone, the more breast cancer they had. 2 of the studies showed that women have a 50% increased risk of breast cancer if they took thyroid hormone for over 10 years. Now, when I first saw those, I was perplexed. I couldn't figure out. At that point, I was treating people with thyroid hormone without iodine. I didn't know about iodine.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't quite understand that. I can understand it now because what happens is when you give someone thyroid hormone who's iodine deficient, you increase the metabolic rate of the body. Therefore, you're increasing the body's iodine needs, and you're making an iodine deficiency problem worse. So my suggestion to healthcare providers when I lecture to them is they need to evaluate the iodine status when they evaluate thyroid status. And nobody should be given thyroid hormone that's iodine deficient, because you're going to make problems like breast cancer, prostate cancer, pancreatic cancer, ovarian and uterine cancer much more prevalent, because you're increasing the body's metabolic needs, increasing the iodine needs, and the body doesn't have that.
Okay, so what would it look like if you have a patient who comes in with fibrocystic breast disease? How do you treat them?
So the most studied element in fibrocystic breast disease in the last 100 years is iodine. A lot of the research has been done in Russia. There are hundreds of articles out of Russia showing fibrocystic breast disease easily treated with iodine. There are many studies in the Western literature confirming the same thing. And I can tell you in my practice, it's one of the neatest things that I do. I'll walk you through a patient of mine, and I use her when I lecture. Her name is Carol. Carol was an RN working in a hospital. She was in her late 30s, and she came to me complaining of severe fibrocystic breast disease, which she had had for 10 years. She had went to the University of Michigan to the Fibrocystic Breast Center, had seen the chairman of the department there for years. She had altered her diet and cut out caffeine and cut out sugar, had really no improvement with that. She was in such severe straits when I saw her that she was scheduled for bilateral mastectomy 3 weeks from our visit. And she had really used me as a last hope for this. She had read one of my earlier editions of my iodine book and was wondering if iodine could help her. When I saw her, she was wearing a very light shirt that sort of fits over. And she said she couldn't wear any tight clothes because anything tight around her chest hurts her breast. She couldn't wear a bra. She couldn't have anyone rub up against her. She said she'd immediately go into tears. She had scheduled this bilateral mastectomy, you know, after much, you know, heartache and much pain. And really the chairman of the Department of Fibrocystic Breast Disease had told her there's nothing else they could do for her. So when I saw her, I immediately checked an iodine loading test on her. She was very low on iodine. She was very high in bromide, as most people with breast disease are. When I got the results back, I called her and told her to cancel her mastectomy. Let's give iodine a try here. So what I did was I put her on 25 milligrams of iodine and the tableted Lugol solution. You know, there's two good forms of that out there, and one of them is Iodorol. That's Dr. Abraham's product from Optimox. Another good product is Iodizyme HP from Biotics. I've had them both checked. And a third one is Lugol tabs from Hakala Labs. I've had all three of those checked for potency, and they've all tested fine. I put Carol on 25 milligrams of iodine and told her to adjust her dose up quickly as she tolerated it to 100 milligrams. Which she tolerated fine. And Carol called me 2 weeks into it and said, for the first time, she's not crying by the end of the day because the shirt's been rubbing on her breast and she's not sore. When I saw her back 2 months later and, you know, repeated a breast exam on her, it felt like she had the best term I can use, like a breast transplant. She had these hard, nodular breasts that you could barely touch. I mean, they felt like punching bag material, but with bumps in them.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw her back 2 months later, they were all much softer. They weren't tender. You could still feel all the bumps of the fibrocystic breast, but they were starting to go away. Within 6 months later, she was wearing a bra. She could exercise again. She certainly didn't need her surgery. She went back to the fibrocystic breast disease for another exam, and the doctor who examined her said to her, you feel like you have new breasts. What's new? So she started to tell him about iodine, and she said his eyes glazed over. He didn't want to hear about it, and he basically cut her off and said, well, I'll see you back in 6 more months. Interestingly, with Carol, this treating her for about, I'm probably in 8 years of treating her now, but a couple of years after that, she called me on the phone in tears, said, it's coming back. My breasts are getting sore again and bumpy again, and I don't know what's wrong. And I said, how much iodine are you taking? She paused, and she said, I stopped taking it 2 months ago. And I said, why'd you stop? I said, why'd you stop taking it? She goes, you know, I forgot to refill it. I ran out and I just forgot it. I said, let's just get back on it. I'm sure it'll go away. And again, retreatment with it showed her symptoms went away and she was much better. I treated lots of patients like her. She was the most severe one that I've seen. But iodine helps well over 90% of women with fibrocystic, you know, 95% of women with fibrocystic breast disease.
What exciting results. Now, are you also combining that with selenium? Because elevated iodine can create selenium deficiency, and is that not true?
Well, iodine should be used as part of a holistic treatment regimen. So, yes, if someone needs selenium, they should take selenium. But I can tell you the single best nutrient to take with iodine is unrefined salt. It helps to usher the bromide and fluoride out, and it supplies minerals for the body. So, yes, I use selenium with iodine. I mean, I check people for these nutrients before I prescribe them the appropriate nutrients. But the most important thing with iodine is to use salt with it.
Are there foods that are high in iodine that we could increase in our diet?
Well, sea vegetables. If the sea vegetables are grown in areas of the ocean that aren't polluted with bromine, can be high in iodine, because sea vegetables, just like they have the same iodine pump we have, it can take up one of the halides if that's all that's available to it. The problem with seaweed as a form of iodine is that the seaweed varies in iodine content. I've tested various batches of seaweed from companies, and the iodine content varies and the bromide content varies. So I think if we're diagnosing iodine deficiency and we're going to treat iodine deficiency, people should take iodine and a known amount of iodine so we can measure it and we can measure the pre and post levels.
One more thing. Iodine is protective if you're exposed to radiation. We have exposures to radiation. We have Fukushima, but we have radiation in mammograms, for instance. Your patient with a fibrocystic breast disease was probably encouraged to do regular mammograms.
Now, we do have exposures that we never had before and to a degree that we've never had them before, and one of them is radiation. Part of that is the Fukushimas of the world, but also the radiation in our lives, the medical radiation. What does iodine do? It blocks the uptake of the radioactivity into the cells because the radioactivity sits on the same receptor sites on the cells that iodine does. And that's the way it's absorbed and held in the tissue of your body. Whereas if your cells are saturated with iodine, there is exposure to radiation. The body does not take it up in the same degree and can excrete it at a higher level. So that's one of the ways that ocean nutrients or sea vegetables, as Dr. Brownstein calls them, are such powerful detoxers for more than just the halides, for multiple exposures that we have in our life. This ocean nutrients that is exclusive to WBAI is a wash, is a mix of beautiful minerals that allow the uptake of iodine and create a balance in three capsules from this ocean nutrients from the northern waters, the pristine northern Atlantic waters off of Canada. We have 7.5 milligrams of iodine, a powerful dose of iodine. We also have the book, Iodine, Why You Need It and Why You Can't Live Without It. You just heard the story of a nurse who was suffering and was willing to get a bilateral mastectomy to relieve herself from this extreme, constant, never-ending suffering. And this was being done at a
major
medical center because they really had nothing to treat her with. She came to Dr. Brownstein, and he gave her iodine, found that she was severely deficient, gave her iodine, and the pain went away. the breasts started softening. And that was in a very short period of time. So what we're talking about, the miracle nutrient that's been underappreciated and underutilized, but by some, but not by everyone. The ancients believed in iodine, and they utilized it for everything. They utilized it for infections and viruses and building their health. They understood the importance of iodine. I use it for
100 years before World War II, it was called the universal medicine. It was used for everything. As Corinne is listing these things, it's just untold the number of things that iodine impacts in your body. The universal medicine.
And that's knowledge that we forgot. And it's time to get it back. Like many of the things that we speak about on this show, it's a full circle back to the present. But now we have the studies that show how it works, that proves how it works. And we're bringing that knowledge back again to you, to share with you, to enhance your health. The number to call is 212-209-2950. We really want you to hear the rest of the interview. It is fabulous. But if we don't get calls coming in, and that is the definition of right now. If we don't get calls coming in, call after call after call, with the board lighting up like a Christmas tree, calling 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. We'll know two things. One, we'll understand that you really don't understand the value of what we are sharing and giving to you, gladly giving to you. You don't really understand it, but that's hard for me to really say.
I can't accept that.
Not exactly. The number to call is 212-209-2950, and you will, week after week, receive information equivalent to today's show.
And I'd like to say, too, we've got some more exciting programs coming up.
Oh.
But we need you, our listening audience, to keep WBAI financially healthy and alive. 212-209-2950 for $140. Get both the ocean nutrients and the book, Iodine, Why You Need It and Why You Can't Live Without It. You'll be doubly protected, first of all, with the knowledge of iodine, plus a product in your hands that will give you an excellent source of iodine. And Corinne, you hadn't mentioned, but you have something very special in there, the Laminaria digitalia, which is an algae. This particular algae has heparin-like effects or blood-thinning effects, heparin being your natural blood thinner in your body. So many people are relying on
aspirin,
which has a danger over time of causing erosion in your gastrointestinal tract. This does not do it, and it's a far superior blood thinner to aspirin. So for long-term effects, for protecting against unusual clumping of your platelets in your blood, this is an amazing alternative.
And you're not going to find it from this part of the world, unless you really know what you're doing, unless you know how to look for it. And even still, when you look at a kelp bottle, it doesn't say where the source of the kelp is. So this is Canadian waters, Northern Atlantic, 7.5 milligrams of iodine in 3 capsules. You're just not going to find that anywhere. And this is a WBAI exclusive, and it's from my office, a WBAI exclusive, and it's $60. But to understand what Dr. Brownstein is talking about, to have a more complete picture for practitioners and for patients. So you can walk into the doctor and say, I'm having these symptoms. Could you please check out this and see how adequate I am in iodine? There is nothing as valuable as knowledge. You can support your practitioner with your knowledge, with your understanding of the value of nutrients and the value of nutrient balance. The book is Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It, and it is one of the most misunderstood and underappreciated nutrients that exist today, and Dr. Brownstein has brought it to the forefront. The number to call, 212-209-2950. We have a little bit left of the interview. We want to share that with you. Call now, 212-209-2950.